Good morning, Arizona homeowners. We've run through the 7 o'clock hour where we share with you what's on our mind, what we want to talk about. We've come through the 8 o'clock hour where we talk about landscape and gardening statewide. And that takes us to the 9 o'clock hour where we talk about what you want to talk about. What home improvement project is on the top of your mind? What's on your to-do list? What project is it you'd like help getting done? Now is your chance to phone in now. 1-888-767-4348. We cleared all the lines from the landscape and gardening questions that were accumulated and stacked up against the wall. Took care of all those just so we would have open lines for you. Okay? And if you weren't tuned in at 7 o'clock hour, I want you to know that we have a very special show coming up in the weeks ahead. I don't know which week it's going to be.
Because you have a lot of information to put together.
We really do. We really do. Jennifer and I recently completed my first ever trip over the Big Pond. Okay? People think I'm afraid of flying. I'm not afraid of flying. My dad was a pilot. My mom was a pilot. We had a private plane in the family for a long time until it crashed in the Gulf of Mexico with mom and dad on board, and they had to spend like 28 hours swimming, and then mom wanted a boat. So I like flying. My daughter's a pilot. I love flying. I just hate the airline industry. There isn't an industry on the planet that takes somebody that's perfectly happy and excited about this new business venture or vacation they're going on, and before you get your bags checked, they've done something to torque you off.
And now they've got the TSA,
and then they cram you in a sardine can.
Of, you know, I bet if the flight, the pilots union, and the people that actually work for the airlines all had a pull, they would probably get rid of the TSA screening.
Golly. So
that's not really their fault. They're just subject to their bureaucracy.
So then they put you through all that, and maybe you've had to cancel a flight or change a flight because it's extenuating circumstances. Wow, there's $300. I was just going to San Diego. Yep, but $300 rebooking fee. So, and then they put you in this car, sardine can, that's traveling 500 to 600 miles an hour and at 30,000 feet plus. And the longer you're in that can, the bigger everyone gets that's sitting next to you. And the smaller the can gets, the longer you're in duration. So I've had to fly to D.C. many times, and that was kind of like my outside limit of my endurance for getting on an airplane was about five and a half hours. And I knew going to Europe would take considerably more than that. But it wasn't until my grandsons moved to Germany that I started convincing myself I'm going to have to do it. So Jennifer and I recently finished a two-week trip to beautiful Bavarian Alps community called Garmisch, Germany. Had the trip of a lifetime, memories that will last forever. And one of the things that I was continually interested in was the building details of how these homes were put together. There was even a home under construction that I couldn't help myself. But
did you put on
photos.
The pants with the suspenders and put a hat on with a beer mug and walk up like you're on the crew? Kind of sneak in there and see what's going on?
I didn't. But some real craftsmanship, I'll tell you that. I mean, their rough framing job looked like fine furniture. It was really, really impressive. But like I mentioned in the 7 o'clock hour, what they've just done to doors. We shouldn't build another door like we do in America ever again. Every door manufacturing plant in America should shut down and retool to start building doors like they do in Germany. That's just one of the things we're going to cover in my impressions of Europe show that we're going to have here in a couple weeks. So, but now, right now, is your chance to get online at 1-888-767-4348 and share with us what you'd like to get done. Romy, how genius, to jump back to a Germany impression, how genius is it when you walk in a German's bathroom, every appliance, every plumbing fixture in that bathroom gets turned off with one valve? You don't have six angle stops.
Now, not to say when you turn the shower on, the toilet's running and the sink's running as well. But there's not an – you don't have a hot water valve, a cold water valve, a valve behind the toilet.
If you want to service any of those fixtures, they have the shutoffs one time, and it turns off the entire bathroom. Now,
so where
you
do they
hit yourself – and that's a forehead slapper. That's like, duh.
So where's the hot water then coming in? How does that – Is the heater then past that shutoff valve for your hot water?
No. The hot water is coming in to the bathroom. And mm-hmm. before they – there's a manifold there. And before they distribute it to the shower, to the toilet, to the vanities, they put it through this one valve.
But then
– you can turn off hot or cold. It's one valve for hot, one valve for
okay.
cold.
Okay. That's where my question was.
And every bathroom, because they use boiler heat so much – every bathroom we checked into at the military base housing, at the hotels, at the airport, every place we checked in are towel warmers. You never have a cold towel.
Hmm.
So I tried drying my grandson off with a cold towel, and I was chided heavily.
No cold towels here.
No, do not dry me off with a cold towel, Grandpa. All right, so we'll visit on this Germany trip because I came home with just reams of notes of how impressed I was with many of the construction details. And it's going to change the way I build. Every project I take on from this point forward is going to be impacted from this trip to Germany.
Hmm.
So with that said, we do have people lining up. We do have an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. But let's see if we can't get our first call in right now. Let's get Mike in, calling from Scottsdale. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I have a question about a home in Mesa that we're looking at. It's about 30 years old, 2,400 square feet, and I joined the agent, the inspector in the attic. It has a typical, I guess you call it a gabled roof, just pyramided kind of thing with a ridge on at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the ridge, they had a two before, actually two of them that were bent that went from the ridge down to the ceiling joists. And he said that was normal, that it was – he really couldn't explain why it was there. I'd like to know if it's normal and is it something we should consider as bad.
Boy, Mike, did he take a picture of it that you could send me?
No, I did not.
How about the inspector? Usually they photograph everything heavily.
You know, with the things that he gave us, there wasn't a picture of that. He just kind of brushed it off as, you know, that's what they always do in these older homes. It just seems like you're transferring the load from the ceiling that should go down to the wall. You're going right, it's like sticking your finger in a tarp.
Yeah.
And putting all the load on that finger, and sooner or later it's going to poke a hole in the tarp.
And this home was built prior to us building with trusses. This is a conventional framed roof as I'm picturing it.
Yes.
Okay. Those are simply just kickers that are probably kicking off of a load-bearing wall that you may or may not be able to see because it could be buried with insulation that's going out to the midspan of the rafter itself. And that is very customary. That is how we generally. Now, the only thing that raises a little question mark in my puny little brain is you said bent. That the supports are bent.
Yeah, it's like they put them in straight, and then all of a sudden the weight has come down, and they're bowed about 6 inches or so.
Okay.
And it's not over a weight-bearing wall, which what bothers me. It's right square in the middle of the living room where they have it.
And the house is how old?
About 30 years.
And as you go inside and look up, there aren't any signs or indications of stress anywhere?
Not on the ceiling, no.
And I'm sorry, the roof material, did you already tell me what was that?
No, it's a regular shingle.
Okay, so it's not a concrete tile.
No.
Well, I will tell you this. You didn't use one of the Rosie certified inspectors, did you?
No.
No, you didn't.
Maybe okay. We should have.
Okay. Well, if I knew the inspector, I could certainly visit with him. And I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Mike. We're broadcasting live this morning from Calf Country Radio Station in Flagstaff. We're up here for the Flagstaff Home Show all weekend. But when I get back in town, I'm going to ask that our board engineer put you back on hold. Sweet Jennifer, my wife's going to pick you up. We're going to get your phone number, and then let me visit with the inspector about what it is he exactly saw. I'll do that 10 or 15-minute conversation with your inspector for absolutely nothing and reach a point where I can talk to you confidently about, yeah, that's exactly. But bent with a deflection of 6 inches is something that kind of just raises a big question mark in my head.
And we're in Flagstaff today for the Home and Garden Show, the 22nd annual Flagstaff Home and Garden Show. Anyone in the Coconino County area, Flagstaff, Williams,
drive up
Sedona.
From Maricopa County and do a day of skiing at Snowbowl. They're open this weekend.
You
they close this
too.
Weekend. Take in the Flagstaff Home Show and get in a day of skiing.
And it is at the NAU Student Field House. It's different than where it normally is at the Sky Dome. It's on Knoll, but the parking's the same at parking lot 62, and they've got the shuttle running. We've been doing stage demonstrations, 2 and 4 yesterday, 2 and 4 today. We've got our home security presentation and then 10 things Arizona homeowners can do better. And then on Sunday, that is at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So come on by if you are in the Flagstaff area. We'd love to see you.